Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You're listening to The Spectrum. Bob Henry. The Ivory Coast Media Production.
Thanks for tuning into The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I have a special presentation for you as we begin to emerge into a post-pandemic existence and we begin to focus once again on our aspirations, hopes, and dreams. This presentation will put you back on track in record time. This presentation is called Six Keys to Staying Motivated in Tough and Challenging Times by Ken Brown, and is certain to encourage and inspire you. To connect with the products and services offered by Ken Brown, please visit mindyourbiz.com. That's MIDYOURBIZ.com. Mindyourbiz.com and get a free ebook from Ken called Getting Things Done. And be sure to let Ken know that Bob Ivory from The Spectrum sent you. Please enjoy this presentation.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this audio program. If you're listening to this, chances are you're at a place where you want to make positive changes in your life. If that's the case, you've come to the right place. You're about to have the Ken Brown Experience. Ken Brown has a passion to see people living in freedom every day and maximizing every opportunity that life presents. Now a successful businessman, author, and entrepreneur, Ken has never forgotten where he's come from. Born to teenage parents and evicted 10 times during his childhood, among a host of challenges, Ken is a shining example of the power of faith, love, and persistence. Get ready to be empowered. You're now inside the Ken Brown Experience.
This is Ken Brown. I would like to talk to you today about six keys to staying motivated during difficult times. Yes, I said it. Six keys to staying motivated during difficult times. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing that we must understand before I go one step further, you must understand that tough times don't last, but tough people do. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna say that again for you. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. Before I get into these life-changing, life-altering, universal principles, I want to really lay a foundation for you. See, I don't care what you're going through. Remember, don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on where you're going to. During this CD broadcast, you're going to hear me repeat some things over and over again. But when I repeat it, that means that it's very important and maybe you should write it down. Listen to this. Firstly, I don't care where you are in life, what you're going through. There's three things that I want to share with you. Life, success, tough times is about these three things. It's about choices, it's about challenges, and it's about change. You see, the first thing that we have to do is you have to make choices. You have to make choices. You know, when do you get sick and tired of being sick and tired? See, that speaks to desire. Your desire has to outweigh your despair. You see, wherever we are in life, ladies and gentlemen, we made an appointment to be there by the choices that we made, the relationships that we got involved in, the thoughts that we kept or did not keep, because don't get it twisted. You cannot control the thoughts that you keep. You can't control the thoughts that come into your mind, but you can control the thoughts that you keep. You see, that speaks to choices. Then the next one is challenges. You're going to go through challenges. You're going to have adversities. You're going to have obstacles. But I want to tell you a secret. Lean forward. Lean forward so I can tell you. Those obstacles that you're facing, those barriers are not there to stop you. They're there to see how bad you want it. Yes, I said it. They're not there to hold you back. They're there to see how bad do you really want to get to the next level? How bad do you want to live in freedom? How bad do you want to overcome these obstacles? How bad do you want to make it through these tough times? What are you willing to do? See, in order to have things you never had before, you have to be willing to do some things you never done before. Then finally, change. In order to go to the next level, in order to turn your situation around, in order to make it through these tough times, you have to change the way you look at things. You see, when you change the way you look at things, ladies and gentlemen, the thing that you look at begin to change. You see, your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your character. Your character becomes your destiny. Wow. You see, what that says is that your past, your trials, your tribulations, your destiny has nothing to do with what's going on now, with tough times. It only has everything to do with the way you look at it, your thoughts. So I had to say to get that on the table, because these principles that I'm going to give to you and share with you, in order for you to take them and apply them in your life, you have to understand those things, that life, success, prosperity, happiness, peace, joy is about choices, challenges, and change. So I hope you wrote that down, because here we go. Get ready, get ready, get ready. So the first principle, the first thing that you need to do, the first key that you need to unlock your destiny, the first key that you need to overcome these tough and difficult times is you have to have some faith. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not talking about witchcraft, hocus pocus. I'm not talking about religion. I said faith. See, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And we have to understand that. See, we are made for God by God. Now, remember, I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about six keys to staying motivated during tough and difficult times. The first key is you have to have faith. You have to believe and surrender to a higher power. You have to sell out. Yeah, I said it, ladies and gentlemen. You have to sell out. You see, I myself had to sell out. You see, when growing up, I thought sellout was a bad term. But you know what? I believe that selling out and giving it all up. You see, I tried it. I tried to make it through tough times by myself. I tried to overcome obstacles by myself. I tried to come out of poverty by myself. I tried to manage relationships. But when I did all I can do, I had to look around. I had to say, you know what? I need help. I had to sell out and give it to a higher power. In your life, in your business, in your finances, you have to cast all your cares to God, ladies and gentlemen. That is the first key to being successful, to overcoming obstacles. You cannot do it by yourself. You have to sell out, give it up, release it, and have faith. You see, that's what faith is. Faith is trust. You have to trust that He did not give you more than you can bear. You have to believe. See, all things are possible to those who believe. You have to believe that you were wired, you were born with everything you need to make it through these tough times. That's what faith is all about. All things are possible to those who believe. I coach thousands and thousands of people a year, and the one thing that holds most people back is lack of belief. They don't believe that success is possible. They don't believe that this valley experience is ever going to be over. You have to have faith, and you have to believe. You have to believe that God has given you the power to overcome these tough times. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on where He's taking you to. Oh, that's good stuff. You should write that down, ladies and gentlemen. So faith. Faith is the cornerstone. Faith is the foundation for everything that you do. So if you're going to make it through the storm, if you're going to make it through that valley experience, if you're going to overcome those obstacles, the first key you need is you have to have faith. I think you got it. After you get the faith, after you walking by faith and not by sight, after you sold your life out and gave your life over, the next thing you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is you have to have a vision. Oh, after you get up off the floor, yeah, I said it. You have to have a vision. You see, the problem with most people is not, and Michelangelo said this and I love it. He said, the problem with most of us, don't miss this, is that we not that we aim too high and miss. Please don't miss this. He says that we aim too low and we hit it. Wow. Let that marinate. He said, the problem is not that we aim too high and miss it, that we aim too low and we hit it. You see, small aim is a disease. People really don't have expectations. Vision is nothing more than expectations. What do you expect out of life? Where do you expect to be next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now? You don't get out of life what you want. You get out of life who you are. Oh my goodness, that's good stuff. Vision, I don't care what nobody tell you, ladies and gentlemen. Vision is simply expectations. You see, growing up, I'm product of teenage parents, evicted 10 times. We lived in poverty, but we never allowed poverty to live in us. You know why? Because my vision was bigger than poverty. My vision was bigger than welfare. And I'm telling you that you have to have a vision. You see, let me explain to you this way. Vision is like a GPS system. Most of you might have a GPS system in your car. You might have it right there while you listen to this CD. If you don't, there is a global positioning device. The global positioning system. That's what it's called. What that means, the global, that's huge. It's a huge word, global. That's everywhere. So wherever you are, it knows where you are. So your vision is simply your GPS. You don't know how you're going to get there, but you know where you want to go. That's your vision. So you sit down and you write the vision. You plug it into your internal GPS system. You plug it in. That's your destination. Everything you do, every thought you have, all your associations then will align with that. That's the vision. It's the GPS. So I want to ask you a question right now. What's in your GPS? What's in your GPS? You see, is success in your GPS? Because if success is, then because success leaves clues, you know? So you have to look at yourself and say, what is in my GPS? Because ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you a secret. Wherever you are in life right now, you made an appointment to be there. It's not an accident. You made an appointment to be there. You see, the Bible says, write the vision and make it plain. Those who read it will run with it. Can I ask you a question? If you don't know where you're going, how in the world are you going to get there? If you're leading a team, if you don't know where you're going, how in the world are they going to know where you're going? Vision is so, so vitally important. And so right now, if you don't have a vision statement for your life, if you don't have a vision statement for your business, I challenge you. I appeal to you. Go home. Go into a quiet space and write your vision. Don't just write it. Make it plain. Don't just make it plain. You act on it. Make it happen. Because if it's going to be, it's up to me. Say that to me. Yes, stop. If you're in a car, pull over to the side and say, don't have an accident. Say it. If it's going to be, it's up to me. You have to believe that. You have to understand that you are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Anywhere that you are going to go to, any obstacle you're going to overcome, any trials and tribulations that you're going to overcome, you have to have a vision of where's your next step going to be. My mother and father always told me that revelation, information, and education were the way out of poverty. So we had to go to college. So all five of their children, we had to sit down and write what did it look like? We had to apply to college. That's what the vision is. You can say, well, I'm going to college. What college? Sit down and write down the vision statement. What you're going to major in? You want to own a business. What kind of business? What steps? What people? What thoughts? What classes you got to take? That's simply what vision is. It's the direction. Where you're going. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, write this down. People who don't have a vision end up working for someone who do. Oh my goodness. I'm going to say that again very slowly. People without a vision end up working for people who do. Ladies and gentlemen, write your vision, make it plain. Vision is the art of seeing the invisible. When you can see the invisible, then you can do the impossible. So when you write your vision down, you see right now, you can't see how you're going to make it over these tough times. You can't see how you're going to increase your earning potential. But when you write the vision, make it plain. Remember, when you see, when you can see the invisible, then you can do the impossible before it comes to fruition in the flesh, in full manifestation. It has to start as a seed, as a thought. And it goes from your head to your heart to your hands. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, so first key is you got to have faith. Then once you get the faith, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have a vision. The vision is your GPS. What's in your GPS? Where are you going? Before I get to the next point, there's four questions that you have to ask yourself in regards to vision. Write this down. Who am I? First of all, that's very important. Who are you? Next one. Where am I going? Wow. Where am I going? Thirdly, you have to do an honest inventory of yourself. Where am I now? Where are you? Because in order to get to the next level, you have to be totally honest about where you are now. Where are you in this journey? Where are you if you're in a pit? Where are you in a pit? How long is it going to take you to get to the next level? If you're on a current job and you want to get promoted, where are you? How far are you from the next level? Then fourthly, and most importantly is, who's going with you? Who you taking with you? Do you have any dead weight you need to get let go of? Do you have any negative thoughts, any negative behaviors that's weighing you down? See, oftentimes we find that, you know, the tough times that we're going through, they're pretty much self-induced because we're around toxic people, and we're going to talk about that later in one of the keys, but we're having bad negative thoughts. We are involved in negative behaviors. So, ladies and gentlemen, once again, write your vision, make it plain. Ask yourself those questions. So remember, first key, you gotta have faith. The next key, you have to have a vision. Third key, it's pretty much my favorite one. It's called ownership. Own it. See, ownership is not about money. Oftentimes, and I bet you the first thing I said, when I said ownership, the first thing that rang into your mind was money. Own your car, own your house. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, do you own your life? Do you own your destiny? See, that's what dominion means. When the Bible went way back in Genesis, that was God gave us that. He says, you are masters. Go out and dominate, subdue. See, those are two powerful words. Dominate, that means dominion. You own it. Then it says subdue. That means everything is under you. Yes, I said it. Every situation is under you. How in the world, ladies and gentlemen, do we say that we're under these circumstances? I want to ask you a question. How in the world did circumstances get under you? Ladies and gentlemen, I've never, ever had a opportunity or a circumstance that was over me. That's what ownership is. You have to take 100% responsibility of where you are, where you're going, and who you are. That's ownership. Ownership is simply taking 100% responsibility of your faith, 100% responsibility of your vision. It's ownership. It's taking ownership of some mistakes that you made. You see, success is never final. And failure is never fatal. Oh my goodness. Say it again for you. Success is never final. And success is never fatal. You see, failing is only falling and not getting back up. Once again, I told you at the beginning, tough times don't last. Tough people do. So on your journey to success, on your journey out of these and through these tough times, you're going to fall. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to have some fears. But I'm here to tell you, ownership is working and pressing through those fears in spite of. Ownership is making some mistakes and looking in the mirror and saying, you know what, self? That was a bad decision. But you know what? You're going to right that wrong. Ownership is not blaming anyone, any situation, not the economy, not gas prices, not your family, your friends, your spouse, for whatever you are in life. Is owning and taking 100% responsibility of your thoughts, your words, your actions, your finances. Oh, I told you, I can talk all day long. I get excited about ownership because it's in your hands. It's, you know, growing up, we had the old nursery school song. You got the whole world in your hand. You got that's powerful, ladies and gentlemen. Those words are prophetic. That song says you have the whole world in your hands. Once again, if it's going to be, it's up to me. See, we look outside ourselves for so many things. You know, the word, you look up the word educate. Educate means to draw out, to bring out. You see, you, I want to tell you a secret. I want to share something to you, with you. Ladies and gentlemen, you have everything you need to complete your kingdom assignment. You have everything that you need to get through these tough times. You have everything you need to get to the next level. You have everything you need to earn as much money as you want to. That's the operative word, is want to. Ladies and gentlemen, you have everything you need to live in freedom every day, but you have to own it. You have to know who you are, whose you are, where you are, and what you are. Or what you see, we always becoming. Once again, life and success is all organic. We're always growing. And see, the you that you were last year, you're not that person anymore. So your thoughts, your actions, your beliefs all going to change. That's what ownership is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's really understanding that you are in control of your situation. Tough times don't last, tough people do. So work through it. I think you get the point. So going back to key one, you gotta have some faith. Next, you have to have a vision. Where are you going? And who's going with you? Thirdly, ownership. Ownership is about taking 100% responsibility of your thoughts, your words, your actions, your destiny. All that's good stuff. You ready for point four? Key four is purpose. Purpose is something, another point that's so near and dear to my heart. Very, very powerful. Purpose, ladies and gentlemen, speaks to the why. See, purpose is the why for living. You know, most of us want to be wealthy, but why do you want to be wealthy? See, I believe that money without a purpose is called materialism, but money with a purpose is called a mission. You see, if you want to be wealthy, if you want to make it out of these tough times, you got to ask yourself the why. Why do I want to be more successful? What are you going to do with it? You see, ladies and gentlemen, I found out that, and I believe this with all my heart, that your life is not for you. Our life is a gift for God. And the use of our life is the gift to God. Once again, we're made for God, by God. So everything that we do, our purpose is to glorify, magnify Him. And we are supposed to replenish this earth. So that's what money is for. That's what your job is for. That's what your vocation is for. That's what your career is for. It's to figure out the purpose, the why. Why are you here? Why? Your purpose also speaks to your legacy. You know, just imagine if you, you know, because we all are going, as the Bible says in Job, naked we came and naked we should leave. So you can have all the cars, all the clothes, all the cosmetics, all the money. But at the end of the day, why were you here? What is your legacy going to be? The fourth key is understanding your why for living. You see, Nietzsche once said, when you know the why, you can endure anyhow. Oh my goodness. When you know the why, you can endure anyhow that comes into your path, any tough time, any situation. But you got to know why. The why. So when you start by saying, why am I here on purpose? When you figure your purpose out, then anything that you do is going to be It's going to flow. It's going to be not effortless, but you're going to be powerful because you know the why. So remember, when you know the why, you can endure any how. Ladies and gentlemen, remember every day, your life is a gift from God. The use of your life is a gift for God. Why are you here? What's your legacy? What's your footprint? Fifth key, passion. As you can tell, in your car or in your home, it's cold right now. Don't touch the thermostat. That's not kinetic energy. That's passion. You feel my passion through this recording. You see, passion is excitement. And passion is enthusiasm. Passion is when you set yourself on fire and people pay to watch you burn. Oh my goodness. You see, what are you passionate about, ladies and gentlemen? You got to be passionate about going to the next level. You got to be passionate about overcoming these tough times. Because if you're not passionate, passion is enthusiasm. What are you excited about? What gets you excited? See, you got to get excited. See, your desire has to outweigh your despair. Woo, I'm going to say that again. Your desire has to outweigh your despair. That's passion. Can I tell you a secret, ladies and gentlemen? Grew up in poverty. I hated poverty. I was embarrassed about poverty. Words cannot describe the feelings and thoughts that I had about living in poverty. Because I was powerless. You certain things you couldn't do. You had no opinion. You felt powerless. I hated the way that made me feel. So instead of focusing on, woe me, I'm poor. Oh, we're on welfare, so let's just live it out. My desire to be empowered, my desire to make it through those tough times outweighed my despair. I set myself on fire. I was excited and said, I'm going to do what it takes to go to the next level. I was excited about it. So the fifth key is you got to get excited about your next level. You got to get excited. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on what you're going to. That should make you excited. Oh my good. I'm excited for you, ladies and gentlemen. Lastly, and so very important, is associations. A friend of mine named George Frazier says, your network determines your net worth. Your network determines your net worth. You see, people do four things in your life. They either add, multiply, subtract, or divide. Anyone, any thought, any family, any friend, any habit, any thought that's not adding to your destiny, your dream, your goals, is taken away or dividing. And the word says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's the reason why we can't. See, what you focus on the longest becomes your strongest. So when you want to get to the next level, if you want to overcome these obstacles, if you want to make it through tough times, you have to surround your people with yourself with people who can help you. See, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. You don't need people around you giving you pity parties. Yeah, you see the gas prices? Did you hear this? No. You need someone who's going to tell you, stop talking about gas prices. Work an extra hour. Fill the tank up and go to work. Be quiet. Shut your mouth. Yes, I said it. Shut your mouth. The power of life and death is in your tongue. You need to have people around you who's going to speak life to you, who's going to tell you it's possible, who's going to hold you accountable, who, when you're not on your A game, they're going to tell you, you know what, Bob, you can do better. You know what, Bob, I've seen better in you. Bob, I believe in you. Bob, you got to believe in yourself. You got to have cheerleaders. You don't need fans. You need friends, because friends are going to tell you. Friends are going to tell you the truth, and the truth hurts. But fans are going to tell you, oh, it's going to be okay. No, you need someone to tell you to stay focused. Grind it out. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on what you're going to. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to be coachable. Get a coach. That's associations. You see, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Ken Brown, we all had coaches. See, you can't be what you can't see. Woo, that's good stuff. You can't be what you can't see. See, your coach, your associations, they see greatness in you. They see it in you, and their job and our job as coaches is to bring it out. I remember my first coach I got. I had just had the opportunity to own two McDonald's restaurants. I went from being a server to being a McDonald's franchisee with 120 employees. McDonald's gave me a manual, but it still was not enough to juggle all the responsibilities and everything that came before me. And one day I got a letter from Stephen Covey coaching saying, you need a coach. I said, yes, I do. I signed up for a coach. I paid this gentleman $7,000 for an 8-week program. I have yet to meet the gentleman. But I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Iron sharpens iron. To have that accountability partner, that's what association does. It's someone that holds you accountable for going to the next level. It's someone who holds you accountable for acting with and operating in integrity. It's someone who keeps you focused, who keeps you on the track. Once you write your vision and you tell your coach about it, your coach holds you accountable for only doing things that align with that vision. Ladies and gentlemen, that coach helped me get my life back on track. That coach helped me operate in integrity. That coach helped me work on my family, my faith, my finances. That coach helped me get balanced, ladies and gentlemen. I want to ask you right now, look into your phone. Get your phone. Pick it up. Who's in your five? Who do you spend the top percent of your time with? The law of association says you become the top people you spend the most of your time with. Who's in your fave five? Who's speaking to you the most? Who's in your ear? Things get into your spirit two ways, through your ear gates and eye gates. Associations, ladies and gentlemen, who's talking to you? Are they words of power or words of pain? Are they telling you that you can do it, or are they saying, you know what, give up, quit, forget about it? Are they telling you that it's possible? And who are you listening to? What are you reading? Ladies and gentlemen, I've given you the blueprint. I told you the first key is you got to have some faith. What do you believe? Who do you believe? Secondly, you have to have a vision. Where are you going? Do you have a vision statement? If you don't, write it today. Third key, ownership. Do you own your life, or are you renting your life? Oh my goodness, I'm going to say that again. Do you own your life, or are you renting your life? Are you just going through life selling your time to the next person who will pay you the most money? That's a whole different series. Fourth key, purpose. What's your legacy? What's your lot in life going to be? Is your life going to outlive you? Fifth, passion. What are you so passionate about? What are you passionate about? What is it that you do so well that you would do it even if you didn't get paid for it? But people want to pay you for it. That's your passion. When you find your passion, you won't need a paycheck. Finally, and most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, your associations. Your network determines your net worth. Ladies and gentlemen, these six keys has literally changed my life, took my life, my faith, my family to the next level. I hope you take these principles, and I hope you just don't listen to them. I hope you adopt them. I hope they become a part of you, and they will literally change your life. I'll see you at the top. Don't meet me there, beat me there. My name is Ken Brown. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you for listening to this special presentation. Please don't forget to visit mindyourbiz.com for your free ebook from my friend Ken Brown. And hit me up on Instagram at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. and let me know how Ken's message has made a difference in your life. In the meantime, live your life on purpose. And you know I mean that. Ciao for now.
Redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever.
Ever.
Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.